This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council could do away with the mayor and deputy mayor tonight. Under a proposed ordinance, the titles would be replaced with council president and vice president. Mayor Matt Mugarari claims his title is confusing because Oshkosh actually has the city manager form of government. Now, to make the change, five members of the council will have to vote for it. Oshkosh voters, you may remember, decided to have a mayor back in the early 2000s. The council is also expected to give the go-ahead to the Red Earth Housing Project Phases 2 through 6 tonight. That project includes over 500 housing units near Lake Butamore. A lot of people are wondering about the new $35 vehicle registration fee and when it begins. People registering their cars after July 1st will see that extra fee. If you've already registered for the years 24-25, you don't pay it this time around. Oshkosh Transit will have a public hearing later today at City Hall. Transit officials want to get input on proposed fare increases and route changes. The hearing begins at 4 o'clock at City Hall. Page 2, there'll be a police training exercise going on today at the Evergreen Retirement Community. The exercise will be mostly inside, but people in that area may hear loud noises and see increased presence of law enforcement personnel and vehicles. Waterfest 38 has announced their August lineup. Newsworthy told you last week about the Mavericks coming in on August 15th. Well, on August 1st, it's the Gin Blossoms and Toad the Wet Sprocket with their special guest, Vertical Horizon. From there, they go on with a British Invasion on August 8th with Herman's Hermits and Peter Noon coming in, along with American English and their Beatles tribute. And then on the 21st of the month, Danny Serafin, an original member of Chicago, along with former singer and bassist Jeff Coffey, will head up their band, CTA, and Child's Anthem, the music of Toto, another great year for Waterfest. A chamber ribbon cutting going on today at Eyewear Express on Keller Street. And plans are in the works for a new gathering spot in downtown Oshkosh. A gazebo would be added to the William Waters Plaza near the library. Turning to sports, the Wisconsin Herd play this afternoon there in Salt Lake City. The Herd are currently 13 wins and 13 losses. They return home for a pair of games coming up this weekend at the arena. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.